It's Al Lamberti, 99.1 PLR, with my other favorite Chaz. Normally it's Chaz and AJ, but today it's Chaz the Cream Puff Man.
It is.
How's it going?
I'm very good, Alan. Yourself?
I'm great. You're direct from the Big E.
Love is better the second time around.
That's what I hear. We did have an issue. Full disclosure. We did have an issue. We started recording this. We got about a minute into it. We're starting over again.
So, yes, it is the Big E, and it's our 100th year bash, if you can believe that. 100 years.
I can't believe it.
Doing something right there.
You guys are.
Oh, yes.
So, 17 days of the Big E.
Starting September 16th to October 2nd.
We got good weather ahead of us.
That's what we're hearing. We're looking to break attendance records, and if weather stays on our side, we know we will.
Last year was 1.3 million.
A little over that.
What's the goal for this year?
1.5.
I think we can do it.
Yeah, if we keep talking, maybe we should do like a radiothon. You know, we'll just talk till we, you know.
Well, the problem
we
is
fill it up.
There is a problem with that. If you keep talking, you can't make cream puffs.
We'll send Greg out.
He'll
take care of it.
Does he know how to do
it? He's like the junior man.
So how does one get the title of the Cream Puff Man?
It's a lot of schooling, Al. A lot of schooling. It's being able to come and talk to people like you and TV stuff and just be the bearer of gifts, as you would say. And I was the right guy in the right place at the right time.
How many years have you been the Cream Puff Man?
3 years.
3 years, right.
3 years. And it's, I tell you, it's great. It's great. People, you know, the radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, I mean, they're waiting for you to come. And it's fun. It's just, you know, you're spreading the wealth about the Big E. It's a great, great time there. It's a great fair. And it's, you know, and you're bringing gifts.
How many cream puffs do you go through in a given day? Average at the Big E.
A given day, there are thousands. I know in 17 days, it's over 50,000.
Wow.
Yes. And that's one item there. You know how many items,
of course,
you know, are there? It's countless.
So it's 50,000, but you can't make them all on day one. Are they made every single day?
Oh, they prep them every day. It's
wow.
Fresh every day. I mean, you're going to sample one, and you're going to tell me what you think of how fresh. And a lot of pride taken in that. A lot of pride taken in making these. They're iconic.
They are. They really are. They're great, and they're enormous.
They are enormous. They're not little cream puffs.
No, not at all.
You can share if you'd like. Most people. People don't.
Now, last year, everybody talks about the food. Now, there's way more than just the cream puffs.
Way more.
So, and I know last year I had the cheeseburger donut, and I know I had a Kool-Aid pickle. What are
wow.
the? Yeah, I
yeah,
went for it.
Jeez, Al.
I did. I really, I'm into it.
Kool-Aid pickle.
A Kool-Aid pickle. I don't remember who had it, but it was in a jar, and I looked at it, and I said, well, clearly I have to get this.
It's there.
It's there. And I actually really enjoyed it. But what crazy foods can we look forward to this year?
Well, this year we have blueberry pierogi sundaes.
Nice.
Yes. So, you know, that's a real blend of food products together. You into tacos?
I am, of course.
Okay. Now, you know, you eat a taco, you tend to get kind of messy. It falls mm-hmm. out. This year in our fried products, it's all in dough, put together, fried. So it's what you don't even see the insides of it. You have to eat to get to it. The Navajo taco.
Oh, interesting.
The Navajo taco. Remember that one? Sticking with things that are fried, we have French fries that have chocolate and bacon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a different thing. We have sweet potato fries. The Trappist monks from Massachusetts are bringing in their Spencer Trappist monk beer. Only in America. And I tell you, other than cream puffs, it's that good. And you're over 21, right?
I am. Yes.
You can sample.
I'll be there.
Don't
worry.
You can sample. Trappist monk. And it's 100 years anniversary, so we don't know what's coming back and what's going, and that's it. So got to make the best of it. Oh, another great thing. If you have kids, or this is for kids to seniors, they the Big E teamed up with the Big Y, and they're doing food from garden to plate. It's called Farmarama.
Okay.
And it's a huge exhibit. I mean, it's just so exciting to come there and see how the food gets to your plate. We don't know where it comes from, half of us. So, you know, now you get to see that. So that's kind of a cool thing. We also have MLEs coming in. And that's,
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah, there's the cheeseburger eating competition.
That's right. And you might have been good with after the pickle thing. You might be able to be a contestant in this.
I mean, because I'm willing to go for
You'll
it.
You'll do anything, it sounds like.
I mean, it's the Big E. What
it's
am I going
the big,
there for?
You have to go all out. But yeah, the MLE, they're coming in, Major League Eaters. They're doing the, I think, the hamburgers.
On top of all the food.
Yes.
And we know there's all the rides, but the music, too.
Oh.
I know you got George Thurgood and the Destroyers. They're coming October 1st.
To the bone.
That's right.
Yes, he's coming. October 1st.
October 1st. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're real excited for that. Who else is coming?
George Thurgood's on the Xfinity Arena. Gloria Gaynor. I Will
Queen
Survive.
Of Disco.
Queen of Disco really started it. Stephen Bishop on and on. And on. Yeah. Are you laughing at the song or my singing, Al? Which, or maybe a little bit of both?
Well, Stephen Bishop is, I'm thinking of Animal House, because he's in Animal House in the movie. He's the one that gets the guitar smashed.
Right. Oh, right. Yes, yes. John Belushi.
That's right.
Exactly right. Well, yeah, he will be there. Mark Farner, formerly Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's a great, great line. We have L. King, the Xfinity Arena.
Sure.
It's just a load of entertainment. I mean, 17 days, probably not enough. I should talk to them about extending it.
I wish you would. 100 days for the 100th year.
Perfect. We needed you in the marketing meeting.
Call me next year. Connecticut Day is coming up Wednesday, September 21st.
Correct.
So we're also looking forward to that. And
right.
Is there anything else, aside from music, aside from entertainment and food and rides, anything else that we should cover?
If it's your first time coming out there, please join us. If you're going to try coming to the Big E, it's our 100th year anniversary. It's the time to do it. Get on thebige.com. Maybe you want to come Monday through Thursday. They'll give you some back ways to get in, some discounts. You know, if you're a seasoned person like yourself and you're coming weekends, once you get to the park, download the Big E app. It'll tell you where the cream puffs are, where George Thorogood is, where the llamas are, Farmarama. You just look at it and you know where to go. So those are some inside tips that I would probably take advantage of.
Makes sense, because you can get lost there very
easily. Oh, very. That's like 90 acres. So you can get turned around quick, like this studio. If you blindfolded me, I couldn't get out.
It is a little bit of a labyrinth. That is true. Chaz the Cream Puff Man from the Big E Direct. Thank you so much.
Al, thanks for having me.
Can't
this
wait to
great.
See you there.
Thank you.